Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Newhall Christian Fellowship. My name is Mike Young. I'm the senior pastor here. And on behalf of everybody, I just want to say a special welcome to you on this day, which is a pretty rare day. When you think about what Resurrection Sunday means, what Easter Sunday means, and not just to us, not just to West Michigan, not just to America, not just to Europe, but worldwide today in this 24-hour period, every Christian on the planet is going to do what we're doing here right now. Every single Christian on the planet. Think of hundreds of millions of people praising God and thanking God for Jesus Christ coming out of that tomb for me and you. Amen? That's what we're plugging into today. And I just know, because I know a lot of stuff that's going on in people's lives, I know that all of us had stuff happen to us last week. I could bring people up here and tell tales of woe, right? But let me just encourage everybody, starting with myself. Let's just take all of what happened last week, last month, last year. Let's just set that aside for a minute. It'll keep. Your troubles won't run away from home. They'll be waiting at the door for you. But let's just throw them outside for right now. And over the next hour, hour and a half, let's just enjoy God's presence. Amen? Let's celebrate the joy of Resurrection Sunday. Let's just plug in. Amen? Heavenly Father, we celebrate you, we praise you, we exalt you. This is a great day. It's the most wonderful day in all of our lives that we celebrate, not just the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but his personal resurrection in our lives, because Jesus is our personal Savior. He's the global Savior that knows each one of us by name. It's amazing, it's wonderful, and it's the gospel that changes lives. So today, Lord, we just focus our hearts on you. We focus our minds on you. We want to open up our hearts and our spirits to just be in touch with you as we worship, as we get in the Word, and as we enjoy each other's company. Would you please, Lord, deposit your kingdom in our hearts today? In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other, and then we'll have the announcements.
Good morning, everybody. Angie, take your seat. I saw my husband. I'll do paybacks later. He was trying to knock you into the pew. I saw that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Easter. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So hopefully you got a bulletin. Please check it out later in the week, because sometimes we forget things. But we are having a visiting pastor next week. That's Ken Adore. He's coming from Kenya, and he's going to be here on Friday, April 22nd. There'll be a special meeting that night and a potluck at 6:30. There is a sign up in the foyer for salads or desserts, and the main dish will be provided. There will be no life groups this week, so that everybody can plan to attend on Friday. So invite everybody. Anybody and everybody is invited. We will also do a special offering next Sunday for Ken to help with some of his travel expenses, so keep that in mind. Life groups, there are no life groups, but we will be meeting here at the church on Wednesday to start passing out the garage sale flyers, door hangers. So meet here at 6:30, and then we'll spread out into the neighborhood. We have a servant leadership team meeting May 1st after the Sunday service. There's also a church-wide work day on May 7th from 8 to 4. Or until we're done. Donuts and lunch will be provided for that. May 14th is the makeup day, but we're not going to need that because it's going to be a beautiful day on May 7th. I'm saying it right now. Yes. It's going to be 70, short weather, sunshine. Children's ministry meeting will be Sunday, May 15th after service. And game night, as a reminder, is the third Friday of every month. And we had a wonderful game night and service prior to that on Friday, and it was just bouncing full of people and fun. So please attend. It's a great time to fellowship with each other. Thank you,
Denise. It was fun on Friday, wasn't it? So with that, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Before we take the offering, I just want to pray for everybody that's part of our family that couldn't be here at church today because of illness or sickness or some of the other reasons why they couldn't be here today. So I just want to take a second, pray for all those that wanted to be here and can't be here today. So, Father, we just lift up our brothers and sisters, and we pray for you to touch their bodies, touch their minds, touch their souls, touch them in their spirit, God. Would you please just remind them how much you love them, and Lord, we do pray for the supernatural touch that you would heal them. No matter what this is the case, no matter if it's sickness or an ongoing condition, would you please supernaturally heal them on Resurrection Sunday? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, now we're going to take up this offering. We're giving back to you what you already gave to us. And so, Lord, we just ask your blessing on it. We pray for your name to be glorified in how we spend these funds, and that people's lives would be changed for the better in every single dollar that we spend. Would you please help us to spend it in kingdom ways to build your kingdom right here on earth? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Strength from death.
The worship team come on up, and will you please stand? Are we ready to worship at the throne of God? Hallelujah. We have a risen Savior sitting on a throne today, correct? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a powerful name.
breaks. Sorry. I have my first page second. That makes a big difference. Sorry.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger?
Lord, for all that you've done for us. God, today is a day that we get to rejoice together because you are alive today and you are seated high on the throne next to our Heavenly Father. You are God and alone. You are the great I Am, and you came just for us, God. God, your power is so great and your love is even greater. You stretched out the sky that we can look outside at it. You stretched it out like a piece of fabric, it says in Isaiah, God. We can't even imagine how you created us, and yet you created us more great and more wonderful than the sky itself, God. You created us in your image. God, and when we chose to turn our backs on you, and God, your love still came to find us. Your Son, Jesus, is why we're here today, God. We're grateful for his death, but even more so, his resurrection that we get to celebrate today, God. We just want to sing your praises and say, as a proclamation to you, worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he.
Let's sing that again.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he.
Sing that and lift his name.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he.
Let's sing a new song.
Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are.
encourage you to see him seated on the throne. And he's calling your name before the Father right now. Around the throne room, there's angels all about praising the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Let's say that together. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Again, holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah, let's sing holy.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Today I was thinking about, I wonder what the effect is in heaven when globally all the Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When together hundreds of millions of Christians are praising Jesus Christ and celebrating the greatest thing in history, Christ dying for us. I was just trying to imagine what must be going on in heaven today. Because your word tells us when even one sinner repents, that that the angels that stand before God, they dance and sing and celebrate when just one sinner repents. So what's the effect when hundreds of millions celebrate the resurrection of God's Son? Lord, I can't wait to be in heaven to see the effect of that, to see what does it look like as you're seated on the throne, full of glory and majesty. And the seraphim and the teraphim and the angels of fire flying around, singing holy, holy, holy. The doorposts rattling and shaking because the worship's so crazy, radical, loud. I can't wait to see that day. Today, Lord, as we look at the greatest story ever, the story of Jesus Christ going through the cross to victory, Lord, would you please speak your rhema word to each one of our hearts? Please don't let us leave here unchanged, Father. My prayer today is that each one of us would hear something from you, spirit to spirit. As these people hear my voice and hear me share the Logos word, Father, I'm asking in Jesus' name that they would hear your rhema word to them, the word of life, the now word for them today, this Resurrection Sunday. Would you please do this, Father? I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. That was awesome, worship team. Thank you. Special thanks to Angie being up there today and to Emerson. Thanks, both of you. So all the kids are released to Children's Church along with the Children's Church workers. We're going to have water baptism right at the end of service, so we're bringing all the kids back up so that they can watch water baptism. But all the kids can take off to Children's Church right now.